USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. At least 36 people are injured following turbulence on a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu. The flight hit severe turbulence about 30 minutes before landing, with some passengers sent flying from their seats. Of the almost 40 injuries, 11 are said to be serious. A Texas congresswoman says the migrant crisis is not just a border issue. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Democratic Representative Veronica Escobar said that the government needs to zoom out on how it views the influx of immigrants at the southern border, especially as Title 42 comes to an end this week. It was a World Cup final to remember.
After extra time tied at 3, the finale went to a shootout. Argentina turned back the defending champions, beating France on penalties 4-2. Lionel Messi accounted for 3 goals, 2 in regulation and 1 during the shootout. While it's Argentina's 3rd title, it's the first for the superstar Messi. He's the first player to score in the group stage in each of the knockout rounds at a single World Cup. The 2026 games will be hosted jointly by Canada, Mexico, and the United States. I'm Jeremy Scott.
And there's another worldwide event coming soon.
King Charles is set to invite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan to his coronation. The Daily Mail reports that Harry and Meghan should expect invitations to the historic event at Westminster Abbey on May 6th. The report stated that Harry is the king's son, and though things are difficult at the moment, the door will always be left ajar. I'm Dave Collins.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say they seized giraffe and zebra bones from a traveler at Washington's Dulles International Airport last month. The woman was returning from Kenya and had kept the bones as souvenirs. They were discovered by x-raying her luggage. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
At least 36 people are hurt from turbulence on a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu. Hawaiian Airlines said the flight landed safely with 20 people taken to emergency rooms. Former NBA All-Star Amare Stoudemire is under arrest following a domestic violence incident involving his daughter. The 2003 NBA Rookie of the Year was arrested after allegedly punching and slapping his daughter. Stoudemire told police his daughter was sad because she was receiving a, quote, whooping from him for being, quote, disrespectful and a liar. It's been 6 decades since President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, but only newly released papers now could help shed light on that fateful day.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The Avatar sequel, The Way of Water, soaked the competition with $134 million in its debut weekend across North American theaters. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever notched only $5.5 million, while Violent Night earned $5 million at the box office. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.